The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Time for Technology. I'm Ira Millman. As people have isolated themselves to avoid spreading the coronavirus, many are continuing their social lives online. The video conference, once the realm of corporate meetings, now acts as a lifeline for communities desperate to connect. Matt Dibble takes a look.
On most mornings these days, Madison Kiesler and Benjamin Fremantle make a light breakfast and head to their living room to practice with dozens of other members of the San Francisco Ballet Company. Since shelter-in-place rules went into effect, the company has met by video conference. For Kiesler, a soloist with the ballet, the disruption of her community was challenging.
Ballet Company in particular, the people you work with, and especially the dancers, they become like family. So at least this offers waking up, turning on your computer, and you still get to chat with them and see them a little bit.
On screen, a grid is filled with 18 dancers performing alone in their kitchens, bedrooms, and other unusual places. Since the company began sharing these sessions online, fans around the world have had an intimate look at the dancers at work and are even joining in. Principal dancer Benjamin Fremantle likes this unexpected twist.
People really want to know who the dancers are, and you just don't get to know that on stage. So even just this little glimpse into your living room or something, where I think you get to see a little bit of who that person is.
Filmmaker Louis Schwartzberg had spent months generating buzz and cultivating an audience for his documentary, Fantastic Fungi, selling out theaters in the U.S. and Europe for the planned release date of March 26th.
Fungi generate soil that gives life.
When theaters were forced to close, he had to quickly come up with a new plan.
We pivoted when we heard about this pandemic because people could no longer come to the theater, and we really wanted to continue this feeling of connection.
The solution was a virtual release. People could watch the film at home and participate in live discussions on Zoom with Schwartzberg and members of the cast.
It was amazing. Probably got 20,000 attendees and participation from 101 countries.
What can mushrooms teach us at a time like this?
Well, the communities survive better than individuals.
And during the pandemic, technology is playing a vital role in sustaining those communities. Matt Dibble for VOA News, San Francisco, California.
I'm Ira Melman. This has been Time for Technology, and this is your invitation to join us next week, and especially now, this reminder. Be sure to stay up to date all day, every day at voanews.com and all of our social media platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.